This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1951. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded October 8th, Antarctica, Australia, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Denmark, Germany, Greenland, Guatemala, Indonesia, Korea South, Madagascar, Nepal, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Russia, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Manuel Mendez in Spain updates us on LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.97. He had last heard it on Friday, August 24th, when he again heard it on Wednesday, October 3rd, at 1412 until off at 1500 UT, using the remote receiver in São Paulo, Brazil, as he could not even get a carrier on his home receiver in Spain. Ron Howard in California hopes that may give him a better chance to hear it, since he did log it at that time period way back on June 22nd, 2010. Upon Aceto Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard also has been keeping track of the low-power Australian 4KZ on 5055 from Queensland. On October 3rd, he was hearing it cutting off the air at 11:52 and 18 seconds UT. It seems to be on a timer. He says before that he heard it September 7th when it went off at 11:54:31. So it's been sliding slightly earlier each day, it seems. Then on October 5th, he was hearing it as early as 09:18 right here on 4KZ, and he was able to identify most of the pop songs heard. It was semi-readable during the commercials. On October 7th, the cutoff time was 11:51 and 57 seconds. That is 21 seconds earlier than it had been 4 days before. This all reminds me of Radio Chasqui Peru 5980, which I used to track cutting off automatically, with the time shifting from one day to the next, but it's no longer doing that, apparently. John Filiozzi refers us to another article from the Australian Press about the crisis at ABC, an excellent article in The Age of Melbourne. The headline is, "The Barbarians Are Not at the Gate, They're in the Building." In the months before Managing Director Michelle Guthrie was sacked, the ABC was at war with itself. Then all hell broke loose. It's by Jane Cadzo on October 6th. It's quite a long article we recommend via www.theage.com.au. Here's just a very brief sample. In the bunker, people gathered in dejected huddles, wondering which of them would be retrenched next, and whether this or that program would survive into the new year. Ron Howard also continues to monitor BBS Bhutan on 6035. He says on October 3rd it cut off at 11:42, which also happened on September 26th. He had been hearing English around this time, but since then it's been in vernacular. And he found the answer as to what he's been hearing. Bhutan would soon be holding the second round of the third parliamentary elections to the National Assembly. So BBS is having special broadcasts of the public debates. So they are in vernacular instead of English. He heard another one on October 5th, starting at 11:01 UT. And on October 7th, from 10:53 until cut off the air at 11:41. Rob Shepherd, Australia, he says, alerted to the change of schedule for the English segment. On that date, at least, it was confirmed from 10:53 until 11:00, so probably was a full hour from 10 until 11 instead of 11 to 12, at least during the pre-election period. And fortunately, the co-channel interference from PBS Yunnan relaying FM 99 has been off the air. Yet again from Ron Howard about NBC Bougainville on 3325. On October 3rd, Mao's Splong Sun Come Up, which is their way of saying the mouth of the sunrise, was mixing very badly with Indonesia on the same frequency, heard from 1052 UT. But on October 4th, neither station was to be heard at 1047. Then on October 5th, he was getting NBC Bougainville at 1025 with an ID in English, but it was mostly in Pidgin covering some festival. On October 7th, no signal from Bougainville, 3325, currently off the air after 10:03 when checked. In Hardcore DX, Danielle Williams reports that the Brazilian on 3375 wants to reactivate its Rádio Municipal São Gabriel da Cachoeira, Amazonas, a 1 kilowatt station. He's talked with the current manager, who says he wants to bring it back on the air. The transmitter had burned up, and the previous managers did nothing about it. Mick Dummage in Sherwood Park, Alberta, tells us that CFVP in Calgary, the shortwave station on 6030, had not been heard for at least a week as of October 7th. So what's up at CFVP? In communication of the British DX Club, Michael L. Ford says he heard Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish September 3rd at 2145 on 11480. However, it was not parallel to the usual frequency 11760. Well, we know that 11480 is a well-known Cuban numbers frequency. Another slip-up confirming that there's really no difference between Radio Havana Cuba and the Cuban spy agency. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. Kai Ludwig in Germany observes about Denmark. The budget of Denmark's radio will be slashed by 20%. A first round of cuts will involve closing 3 of 6 TV and 3 of 8 radio channels, a number of program closures, and a shift of priorities away from traditional broadcasting technologies. So don't be surprised if the longwave 243 transmissions suddenly disappear without a whimper. Alan Gale in England says, Jazz from Poland is the name of a new program starting on Channel 292 Germany 6070, Friday, October 5th at 19 UT, and again Sunday at 21. It looks like it will be a weekly program for at least the next month. Atlantic 2000 will also be back on the weekend of October 13th and 14th. A slightly more alarming message was just seen on the C292 Twitter feed. The new 7440 antenna had been destroyed during the recent weather storms in the area. Their website was showing a test program from 3 to 24 UT, October 28th on 7440, and an earlier tweet said a 6-hour broadcast was to be made on November 4th. But whether these will now happen remains to be seen. In ABDX, Tim Tromp, somewhere in West Michigan, reports, hearing on 720 KNR Greenland, 0330 UT, on October 7th, in the background of WGN, using his North DCAS antenna, an unknown language, but clear music matching the stream from KNR, only the second time he's heard Greenland in western Michigan, and not far at all from Chicago. Dr. Madrid of Radio Truth, Radio Verdad in Guatemala, sent out a notice that he would be carrying out another test transmission, October 4th, around 19 to 21, or 22 UT, of a worldwide broadcast, somehow feeding by satellite to other transmitters in various parts of the Eastern Hemisphere, also on his Guatemalan frequency, 4055. He's publicized something like this before, and we've never heard anything, and didn't expect to hear anything now, and indeed our monitors did not hear anything. Finally, Dr. Madrid replied to Manuel Mendez in Spain. In translation, I was just informed that the transmission was carried out in the morning, and that would be a few hours earlier, but was stopped because the equipment got a bit overheated. To Davide Borroni in Italy, he said, the satellite connection was not made correctly, an error with one of the several connecting apparatus. We are supposed to buy a new one, and our money is not enough at the present time. We will advise you whenever we are ready to send out the signal to Europe. It's going to be strong. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, I have little doubt what's going on here. A devout man has been taken in, and one can only hope for him that he has not transferred money to some swindler. I'm in hearing of barely audible carrier on 3344.862 kHz, such as October 2nd at 1213 UT. Surely the reactivated Radio Republik Indonesia Ternate. It was first measured, and then I looked up other reports of it and found exactly the same frequency reported by Wolfgang Büschel using a remote receiver in Queensland. Furthermore, it was during the same hour that I was hearing that. Ternate is in the Maluku Islands of eastern Indonesia. The other Indonesian on 90 meters is, of course, Palangkaraya on 3325, which is supposed to be relaying, or that is, it's the only shortwave frequency, for the Voice of Indonesia out of Jakarta. However, October 5th at 1250, I was hearing nothing but an open carrier on 3325. It was strong enough that I could have actually heard programming if there were any. And NBC Bougainville off the air by that time. The same thing happened on October 6th. There was no signal on 3325 at 1233, but there was an open carrier of dead air by 1301. Ron Howard replies, yes, it's not uncommon now to hear a decent level carrier of dead air on 3325 after 1200 with no audio at all. That must be the Voice of Indonesia transmitter. It seems Palangkaraya routinely turns on their local transmitter without checking as to whether there is actually any audio feed from Jakarta. Well, there was audio on October 7th, Sunday. Ron Howard says at 12:57, taken by surprise to catch an early intro to the English segment, and they finally updated their announced frequency to the correct 3325, no longer claiming to be on 9525, which has been gone for years. Ron says October 8th again was nothing but dead air on 3325 as late as 1505 UT. Mick Delmage in Alberta was also listening on October 7th to VOI on 3325. There was something in an unknown language at 1414, a multilingual lingual ID at 1427, and at 1500 it sounded like Chinese. It stayed in well past 1520. Ron Howard in California also reports on Program 1 from RRI Nabire, Indonesia, 7289.92. Glad to hear they still have a respectable signal. When they were on the air October 5th, heard from 0834 until cut off at 0841. Korea South, Ron Howard reports on 6045, Voice of Freedom. Heard October 3rd, signing on at 0858 with their opening music called Frontier, and at 1100, the usual program, whose title translated is Korean People to Unity to the Future. Reception was well above the norm on October 3rd and 4th, due to either no jamming or very light North Korean jamming, a nice development. He says, look for Voice of Freedom to be moving back to 5920 again, perhaps within a week. When I'm listening to the car radio in the afternoons, I'm always pleased to hear Madagascar World Voice on 17640 from the other side of the world, coming in so well here, such as October 5th around 1850 UT with African Pathways Radio in English. But they were quoting verses from the Quran. Imagine that. They're referencing Surah this and Surah that by number. Evidently, World Christian Broadcasting has an outreach to Muslims, a fine example of ecumenism, or more likely trying to trick them into reverting to Islam's progenitor. Since I failed to make a note of this, I'm not positive about the date and time as I am about what they were transmitting. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1951. We do not rely on any form of advertising, therefore voluntary financial support for this non-commercial program, the website worldofradio.com, and the publication DX Listening Digest is always welcome. By money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. More about the reactivated Radio Nepal on shortwave 5005, as mentioned last week. It remains extremely difficult to hear. We have one report of it now from Ron Howard in California, October 4th. He had a definite carrier from 1050 UT until it went off at 1110, but no trace of any audio. There might have been low modulation. Another day of testing. Other days, it does not seem to be on the air at all. Ron Howard has been monitoring the other Papua New Guinea station on 90 meters on 3260, NBC Madang, known as Mouse Blangaramut. On October 4th, it cut off at 12:05, just after the unreadable news in English. On October 6th, Saturday, he heard them from 1015 with country and western songs. Mostly sounded like impassioned religious preaching and music, but a good number of IDs, as I just quoted, and it cut off at 12:06. Reception was well above the norm, but since it was the weekend, there was no news at the top of the hour. And on Sunday, October 7th, heard from 11:05 with the usual religious programs of music and preaching. Again, well above normal reception, and this time it cut off at 12:13 after no news. As we first revealed 2 weeks ago, the private religious station in Papua New Guinea, One Talk Radio Light, would be resuming its shortwave service on 7325. Following up that, Michael Cunningham, working in New Ireland Province, PNG, tells us that he got a message from the station manager, Billy Yasser, Y-A-S-R, on October 2nd, saying our technicians are currently installing the shortwave radio, hopefully completed by Thursday the 4th, test transmission on Friday, October 5th. An official launching will be Saturday, October 6th. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports, after initially noting some intermittent transmissions on October 6th at 0639 and 0704 on 7324.91, I finally caught some audio from this reactivated station on October 7th, a local ID at 645, otherwise programming mainly syndicated broadcasts and gospel songs in English. Frequency drifted up to 7324.94 during my monitoring. And John O'Wright in New South Wales was also hearing it October 7th on the air at 0745 fade-in. Via Paul Gagar in Austria in BCDX from Radio Romania International, they are currently running a contest called Radio Romania 90 and Radi Row 2018, a prize-winning contest dedicated to 90 years of Romanian radio broadcasting and to this year's edition of the International Festival of Radio Orchestras, Radi Row, organized by the National Public Radio in their country. The first radio transmission in Romania was November 1st, 1928. You are invited to follow RRI Broadcasts or the website www.rri.ro or Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn profiles and answer correctly in writing a few questions, and you may be a winner. Closing date is November 30th, when they must be sent for online contributions. Prizes and honorary mentions consist of items promoting Romanian culture, symphonic and jazz music, also promoting the public radio service. The contest is organized jointly with the Khazar Radio Publishing House and the City Hall of Bucharest. There may be some hope yet for resuming domestic shortwave broadcasts in Russia. An item in Rus DX about the Sakha Republic or Yakutia, somewhat hard to follow due to machine translation, reminds us that those shortwave broadcasts stopped on April 27th. They were financed from a local budget. The main thing that needs to be understood is that broadcasting on HF will not be restored. The resumption of powerful broadcasting requires decisions and fundings at the federal level. However, that's from Sakhaday.ru, apparently a local publication, dated August 24th. But a little later, information appeared on the TASS website, the national news agency. The Chukotka government developed a project to provide shortwave nomad camps broadcasting. The cost of organizing, about 14 mega rubles annually. The organization of shortwave broadcasting is proposed to provide help of a radio center in Yelizovo, Kamchatka Krai. The government of Chukotka intends to apply to the Ministry of Digital Development, Communications and MassCom of the Russian Federation with a proposal to co-finance the project. That news came via Vasily Gulyayev in Astrakhan. On approximately 4102.9 kHz, October 2nd at 1218, I had a just barely audible CW signal sending W periodically as its only ID and several number sequences. Those at HF Underground referred to this beacon as Windy, since it allegedly broadcasts wind speeds from some remote southwestern desert. The frequency seems to vary between 4102 and 4103. On October 4th, Mike Cooper, a VOA listener, reports a streaming problem. Trying to listen to VOA English in the afternoon and evening, audio streams messed up, words interrupted, replaced by other segments. At first, I thought it was a buffering problem, but no, different streams and different players result in the same screwed-up audio stream. Trying to listen to a story about VOA dismissing half its Hausa language staff. Fortunately, we have several other reports about that important development. First from Dan Robinson. VOA moves to terminate 15 Hausa broadcasters for violations involving acceptance of payments from officials in coverage area. A separate investigation to determine if any coverage by VOA was improperly influenced. Director Amanda Bennett warns if other instances of improper payments are discovered in any service anywhere in VOA, we are committed to investigating them thoroughly and dealing with them promptly as well. And here are excerpts, more about that, from the Voice of America's own report about itself. VOA announced it has fired or proposed to terminate more than half the members of its Hausa language service following an investigation that found individuals had accepted improper payments from a foreign official in West Africa. It is with a very heavy heart, Amanda Bennett said, that I must tell you we have terminated or proposed to terminate 15 members of the Hausa service. The action was taken after simultaneous investigations by staff and the Office of the Inspector General into allegations of improper conduct by members of the service involved accepting improper payments from an official. The service reaches some 20 megapeople weekly, principally in Nigeria, but also in Niger, Ghana, Chad, and Cameroon. Remaining members of the House of Staff said the 15 individuals, including the service chief, who is not suspected of personally accepting a payment, were met at the front door of VOA HQ. They were stripped of their building passes and handed letters notifying them of the action. And in allaccess.com via Brock Whaley, VOA says it intends to continue producing its weekly 16 hours of radio and half hour of TV in Hausa, despite being shorthanded with 11 permanent government employees and contractors. Fred Cooper, former Hausa service chief, is returning to oversee the service for now. Our only world of radio broadcast via WINB, thanks to Unique Radio, is not intended to be heard in Europe. It's aimed the other way, Saturday at 12:31 UT on 9265. Nevertheless, Richard Langley, New Brunswick, was checking out reception of that in Europe and reports there was some kind of utility interference. It's a digital signal with beeping, but not DRM. Roger Tyer in Germany listened to his recording and says it sounds like a modified lower robust Olivia 2K mode. The entire spectrum may not have been on the recording. As heard via WRMI, Brother Scare is now running some overcomer announcements of contact info, at least, in various languages. We think that's what they are since they mention Walterboro, such as Spanish, Korean, Japanese, and Russian. Heard at 0443 to 446 UT, October 6th, on 7570. The upper frequency, 7730, was no longer carrying overcomer, but something in, of all things, Indonesian, presumably from that Alameda Bible Fellowship providing podcasts of Bible readings or sermons in a number of languages. I still don't find anything about this on the WRMI website nor on the Overcomer website, but NDXC Aoki schedules show 30 entries for Alameda Bible Fellowship via WRMI with the languages, but strange transition times. They're not in exact quarter-hour blocks. These are the times and frequencies shown. 15770 from 1630 to 20 UT, in English, Hindi, English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, German, Polish, Czech, Russian, Arabic, and Hebrew. 9395, oh, those were 7 days a week, as are 9395, from 23 until 2342 in English, Spanish, and French. And then on certain days of the week, 5850 from 01 to 02 in English, Japanese, Korean, and Chinese, which I have heard. And 7780, 3 days a week, from 03 to 05 in English, French, Spanish, POT, Portuguese maybe, German, Polish, and Czech. 7730 from 04 to 05. Notice that's at the same time as the previous one, but different languages. English, French, Japanese, and Indonesian, which is what I recently heard. Not to be outdone by Radio Havana Cuba, WEWN has started broadcasting in FM, although it may not be intentional. October 2nd at 12:29, the 5970 Spanish frequency had no carrier, but extremely distorted modulation, which was actually centered around 5966 to 5967. And it was clearest when I tuned it in the FM mode, not AM or SSB. By 1347, they were back in whack in AM on 5970. Artie Bigley forwards news from Lance Venna's website, October 2nd. At one time, it was the 50-kilowatt top 40 giant of New York Capital Region. 1540, WDCD Albany is non-existent. DJRA Broadcasting turned in the license for WDCD to the FCC on October 5th after being off the air for the past 11 months. They had tried to operate with reduced power, but that was against the FCC rules. In requesting that, they said it just was not financially viable. What was WDCD originally signed on as WPTR in 1948. It flipped to top 40 in the late 50s and would keep that format until 1980, when it handed it over to Fly 92 WFLY. It would flip to country for much of the 1980s before a steady string of failed formats prior to sale to Crawford Broadcasting in 95. The station would alternate between Christian, oldies, and talk formats from 1995 until the plug was pulled last year. I note that the original directional pattern was sort of batwing, major lobes to the north and southeast, and a deep null to the west-southwest, presumably toward KXEL. So it never made it out here to Oklahoma. It was really untenable to have three 50-kilowatt 1540 stations so close in Toronto, Albany, and Philadelphia. Terry Kruger in Florida reports the Spanish-language religious pirate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Radio Reten Lo Que Tienes, has been heard again on 1710 kHz, September 21st at 10:37 and the 28th at 11:10, as first reported by David Crawford. It had been busted by the FCC and closed down a few months ago. And I've also heard a trace of it at 0604 UT, October 7th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 to G2, minor to moderate geomagnetic storms expected October 8th, with ANKNSE speaking at 35 and 6, October 19th at 25 and 5, and November 3rd, 22 and 6. Solar flux of flat 69 through November 3rd. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1951. Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening and hoping you'll hear me again next week.